Love. It's a feeling of unconditional admiration, an ongoing state that makes you think of someone when you see something they like, or when you eat their favorite food. But to have loved, in the past tense, that's a physical pain we all wish would end quickly. A couple of weeks ago, I made my mom listen to the new Taylor Swift album, Evermore. She's not a Swiftie, but tolerates my adoration for Swift's music. Before listening to the album, I read there was a song, Marjorie, about Swift's late grandmother. When the song came up, I felt the tears welling in my eyes. I had to look out the window so that my mom wouldn't see me crying, but I knew she was crying too. Turns out, Marjorie sounds a lot like my grandma, Debbie. Debbie was my first experience of losing a loved one. After years of battling and months of waiting, she finally said goodbye. You see, Debbie was more than my grandma. She was a friend, a political ally, a crafting buddy, a kindred spirit. I had the honor of living in extremely close proximity to Debbie, what all of her 12 grandkids called her, or Grand Poobah when you wanted something, from the day I was born to the day she died. For more than the last 10 years of her life, she lived in my basement. Every night when I went to bed, I could hear her TV below me, playing one of her 85,000 recorded shows. Really, I swear that woman pointed her speakers up to my room on purpose. Debbie and I would talk politics. She was a devout Rachel Maddow viewer. Boys, she knew more than most about my love life. Crafting, you know, watercolors and painting and knitting and all that jazz. History, including bizarre History Channel theories. And cookie making, our Christmas tradition. Almost 21 years of a relationship that makes me feel sad for other granddaughters that do not get to experience something like it. Grieving Debbie has been a longer process than I'd ever thought it'd be. 7 months later, and I still think about her every day. How she was stubborn, how she knew the answer to almost everything, how she'd do anything for her family. I would have thought that being single for my entire life meant that I don't know what it means to love someone, like to really love someone. When Debbie was still here, I don't think I knew what it meant either. But when she died, I finally felt the force of her impact on my life. Still, I find myself thinking, remember what Debbie says. Now I know, that's love. Love is having someone pop into your head while walking past a store you both like to go to. Love is reading old texts because they make you smile. Love is doing stupid Snapchat filters with each other because your foreheads grow to 8 heads. Love is regretting every missed opportunity with someone. Love is knowing the impact someone had on your life and feeling a physical hole when they are gone. Yes, Debbie taught me a lot when she was alive. What's more surprising is how much she taught me in death. She taught me to spend as many minutes with someone as you can, even if that's just going to the grocery store on your day off. She taught me to open your heart and your home to those around you. She taught me what love really is, a connection to someone, deep in your chest, that bonds you to them forever.